Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, October 28th. You'll be interested to know, today is National Chocolate Day. This decadent day celebrates chocolate's rich history from ancient cacao ceremonies to modern treats, inspiring chocolatiers, home bakers, and candy lovers to share joyful bites. Join a sweet celebration with friends or savor a quiet chocolate tasting at home. And don't forget to indulge and celebrate. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's partly sunny, and it feels like 34 degrees with 9 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 5:40, and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:14. It looks like we're in for a mostly sunny day with a high near 55 and a gentle north wind around 10 to 14 miles per hour. Tonight, expect a chance of rain showers after 9 p.m., mostly cloudy skies with a low of 45 and a northeast wind near 10 miles per hour. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Tuesday will be just before 10:30 with a high tide at 4:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 57 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Wednesday will be mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and a high near 54, with a northeast wind around 12 miles per hour and rain chances increasing into the night. Thursday brings steadier rain with gusty northeast winds up to 24 miles per hour. Then showers and thunderstorms continue into Friday with highs near 61 and a southwest breeze. A drier Saturday is mostly sunny and breezy with highs near 58 and gusts near 30 miles per hour. Then nights cool into the low 40s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South. Just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, on Monday morning, a cruise ship grappling with a serious norovirus outbreak docked in Boston. The Oceania Insignia, which had recently been in Portland, Maine, arrived around 8 a.m. According to News Center Maine, approximately 12% of passengers, or 74 individuals, fell ill during their voyage, which began in Montreal. Concerns were raised in Maine about the ship's impact on local hospitality workers who frequently interact with visitors. Community leader Joan Lochdove advocates for an alert system to inform residents about sick passengers on visiting vessels. Norovirus, highly contagious, causes gastroenteritis with symptoms like vomiting and diarrhea, affecting up to 21 million people in the United States each year. Now on to sports. The National Basketball Association is facing a gambling crisis after a sitting head coach, a current player, and a former player were all arrested in connection with two federal indictments related to illegal gambling on games and rigged poker games that had mafia ties. Portland Trail Blazers coach Chauncey Billups, Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier, and former NBA player Damon Jones are facing criminal charges. Federal authorities allege the extensive scheme spanned years, involving more than 30 co-defendants. Billups and Rozier have been placed on immediate leave from their teams. And last night, on Monday Night Football, the Chiefs blew out the Commanders in Kansas City 28-7. Patrick Mahomes was 25 for 34, with 299 passing yards, 3 touchdowns, and 2 interceptions. The Chiefs are now 5-3 after their rough start, and the Commanders fall to 3-5. Now, on to the World Series. In an extra inning nail-biter, the Dodgers were able to outlast the Blue Jays, winning 6-5, to take the series lead 2-1. Freddie Freeman was the hero, with a homer in the bottom of the eighth. Game 4 is tonight, remaining in Los Angeles, with Bieber facing Ohtani at 8 Eastern on Fox. In local sports, Anfernee Simons made 6 three-pointers and scored 25 points, leading the Celtics to their first win of the season as they pulled away to beat the New Orleans Pelicans 122-90. Peyton Pritchard contributed 18 points for the Celtics, who outscored the Pelicans 31-4 in the final 9 minutes and 14 seconds after leading by just 5. Simons added 12 points in the fourth quarter for Boston, which had previously dropped its first 3 games. Luka Garza had 16 points, while Jaylen Brown and Josh Minot finished with 15 points each. Poole's three-pointer cut the deficit to 91-86 early in the fourth quarter, before Simons made 3 three-pointers and Sam Hauser added 2 during Boston's powerful finish. Next up, the Celtics will host Cleveland on Wednesday. In top news, Hurricane Melissa, with no relation to me, by the way, has made its way to Jamaica after strengthening to a Category 5 storm with sustained winds of 175 miles per hour. Authorities have started mandatory evacuations across the island as they move to close the nation's airports. More than 800 emergency shelters have opened, following extensive damage in Haiti and the Dominican Republic. Mathi Kapuchi, a senior meteorologist at MyRadar, emphasizes that this will be an unprecedented event for Jamaica. The storm could lead to widespread destruction, flooding, and long-lasting humanitarian crises. A miracle is needed to avert disaster as the storm approaches. In business news, Wall Street's main indexes reached record closing highs for the second day in a row, as investors remained optimistic about a U.S.-China trade deal and anticipated high-profile technology earnings. U.S. President Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping are scheduled to meet on Thursday to discuss a framework that could alleviate U.S. tariffs and China's rare earth export limitations. U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent expressed hopes regarding China purchasing U.S. soybeans, which contributed to easing tensions. The S&P 500 gained over 82 points, while the NASDAQ composite rose by over 430 points. Shares of U.S.-listed Chinese companies also experienced gains. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 0.5% to about $114,000. Ethereum is down 2% to just over $4,100. And XRP is down 1% to $2.64. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Amazon plans to lay off as many as 30,000 workers, starting as early as Tuesday, according to sources familiar with the matter. This latest cost-cutting move aims to slim down the company and conserve cash. The job cuts could affect roughly 10% of the corporate workforce, spanning across various business units, including human resources and cloud computing. Amazon chief executive Andy Jassy has been reducing expenses, especially as the company invests in artificial intelligence. These layoffs would be the largest since 2022, when around 27,000 roles were eliminated. Amazon is also leveraging technology to boost efficiency and reduce the need for human workers. And in entertainment news, the new biopic, Springsteen, Deliver Me From Nowhere, starring Jeremy Allen White, has struggled at the box office, making just $9 million during its opening weekend in North America. Despite Bruce Springsteen's iconic status, the film fell short of its $55 million budget. Experts suggest Springsteen's clean image may have hindered its success, as his life lacks the dramatic peaks of other musical icons. With mixed reviews, the film is unlikely to compete for awards, contrasting with successful biopics like Bohemian Rhapsody. The top film this weekend was Chainsaw Man, an anime that earned $17 million, showcasing the growing popularity of Japanese animation. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American poet and essayist, Walt Whitman. And he said, "The powerful play goes on, and you may contribute a verse." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.